KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's just run down a little bit of that high school activity last night. That weather yesterday was not real conducive to a lot of those spring sports, so we had a lot of postponements and cancellations last night. Among those games and matches that got underway last night in soccer, in boys action, it was Glenwood topping Atlantic by a 10-0 score. Green County beat Harlan 4-2. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley beating Grandview Christian 6-0. Lewis Central a winner over Papillion La Vista South in double overtime, 1-0. In girls soccer, Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Harlan defeating Green County 8-0. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley beating Grandview Christian 4-0. And Lewis Central blanked Kemper Catholic 10-0. In high school tennis last night, in girls action, Red Oak over Glenwood 8-1. And on the boys' side of that meet, it was Glenwood 8-1 over Red Oak. Also in some college sports last night, Evansville has the lead after one day of the Missouri Valley Conference Women's Golf Championships as they sit with a 10-stroke lead over Northern Iowa, who's currently in second place. Sophia Rodler of Evansville had the low rounds. They shot 75-74 yesterday for a 149. She's at +7 for the tournament after the first day of action. Faith Belmere of Missouri State has an 8-over par 150 total. She's tied for second with Northern Iowa's Emily Snelling. Sydney Eaton of Northern Iowa is tied for fourth. She's at +9, while Hannah Bermel of Northern Iowa tied for eighth at +11 after the first two rounds of action yesterday. Also, former Atlantic star Brooke Newell. She's playing in that tournament for Missouri State. She's tied for 30th after her first two rounds. She shot 78 and 84 yesterday to post a 162 first day total. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey may have to spend some more time looking at the transfer portal than he first expected. Hawkeye guard C.J. Frederick has entered the transfer portal after redshirt sophomore season, where he averaged 7.5 points a game and shot 47% from three-point range. McCaffrey was already looking for a big man to replace Jack Nungy, who transferred to Xavier.
Normally, we recruit our team and then graduate people and you sign players. So you don't have a lot of room. So it's not like I wouldn't take a transfer. Now it's a little bit different because you're approaching 1,500 names in a transfer portal, all of whom are eligible immediately. So that's a game changer for everybody in this profession, players and coaches.
McCaffrey says there are a lot of things that go into adding a transfer.
Part of it will be, okay, was there a previous relationship? Then it becomes specifically, what are we looking for? I mean, there's players in the portal that we would like to have, but, you know, we have people in those positions here.
McCaffrey says it's all about filling a need and getting the right fit. The Iowa State men's basketball program has signed Kansas transfer Tristan Enaruna. Head coach T.J. Otzelberger made that announcement yesterday. Enaruna, who's a 6'8 guard forward from the Netherlands, played two seasons for the Jayhawks. He'll have three seasons of eligibility remaining. He saw action in 25 games for Kansas this past season, playing a little over 9 minutes a game, averaging nearly 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. He had a season-high 12 points in 16 minutes against TCU. In his two-year career with Kansas, Enaruna played in 55 games, averaging nearly 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. Well, Chet Holmgren is heading to Gonzaga. The nation's number one overall recruit announced he'll play what will likely be his only college season with the Bulldogs. He chose them over Ohio State, Michigan, North Carolina, Minnesota, Memphis, and Georgetown. Holmgren has the skills of a guard and a 7-foot-1-inch frame. He's been projected to be the number one overall pick in the 2022 NBA draft. As a senior at Minnehaha Academy in Minnesota, Holmgren averaged nearly 21 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 block shots, and shot 80% from the field. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Paul DeJong belted two of the Cardinals' 5 home runs in a 12-5 trouncing of the Nationals game heard last night here on KJAN. Tommy Edman and Paul Goldschmidt went deep back-to-back as St. Louis offered Jack Flaherty his usual strong run support. Josh Fleming pitched 2-hit ball into the 6th inning of the Rays' 4-1 win against the Royals. Kevin Kiermaier had a couple of hits and 2 RBIs from the 9-hole and combined with a 7-hitter. Joey Wendell and 8-hitter Willie Adames had 5 of the Tampa Bay 7 hits combined last night. There was no Boston Marathon on Patriots Day. Plenty of base running, though, at Fenway Park. The Red Sox erupted for 6 runs in the first inning in an 11-4 rout to the White Sox. Kike Hernandez led off with a replay-aided home run, and Bobby Dalbec worked a 14-pitch walk during the big rally. J.D. Martinez and Alex Verdugo each had three hits, including a solo homer. The marathon was moved to October 11th because of Massachusetts' limits on crowd sizes during the pandemic. The Patriots' Day game has been played by the Red Sox since 1959. Elsewhere around the majors, it was a Texas Rangers picking up a 6-4 win over the Angels. Also, the Mariners 4-3 over the Dodgers. The Brewers 3-1 over the Padres. And the Giants shut out the Phillies 2-0. Iowa senior Charlie Jones is hoping to play a bigger role at wide receiver next season. The transfer from Buffalo led the Big Ten in punt returns last season at 10.5 yards per return, and he's part of a receiver group that lost some key players off of last year's team that finished 6-2.
I was more focused on punt return. This year I hope I'll continue to do that, but also make a name for myself as a receiver. We got a lot of good guys in the room, and it's very competitive, but we push each other every day, so hopefully, spring's a good time to work on some little things, and come fall, I'll put myself in a good spot to be out there.
Jones says their receiving core is young but talented.
Spring's a good time to really work on things and kind of work on the little things that you never really get to work on. Everyone kind of pushes everyone, young guys, old guys, so it's good to have quality competition out there.
Jones will remain the Hawkeyes' punt returner. He says he's also working on kickoff returns. Iowa spring drills run through May 1st. In NFL news, Alex Smith is retired after making an improbable comeback from a gruesome broken leg, saying he's ready to leave the NFL, but believing that he's still able to play quarterback. Smith earned AP Comeback Player of the Year honors for getting back on the field last season, a couple of years removed from an injury that required 17 operations. The first player taken in the 2005 draft threw for over 35,000 yards, 199 touchdowns, in 174 regular season games. Tom Brady expects to be ready for June minicamp with the Buccaneers as he recovers from off-season knee surgery. Brady joked that he didn't know if he could go this week, then added he's aiming to be back on the field relatively soon for the Super Bowl champions. Well, the Iowa women's soccer team will play Campbell next week in the opening round of the NCAA tournament in North Carolina. The Hawkeyes completed an unlikely run to the Big Ten tournament title with Sunday's 1-0 win over Wisconsin. It was an Iowa team that finished the regular season with a 2-8-1 record. Junior midfielder Haley Ryberg is part of that squad.
Waking up this morning, it was a really nice feeling being able to come back all together and find out we're going to North Carolina. It's just huge, honestly. I think we're all just really proud considering how our season started off and the fact that we've all stayed so invested this long. We're really excited to get the chance to keep competing.
Iowa coach Dave Diani says the turnaround started with defense. The Hawkeyes were shut out in their first six games.
You know, it really starts a lot about like the defending side of things, and we became had a little bit of a personality. We didn't have really anything we were good at. In their words, we were embarrassing. You know, we just did not put the energy and effort into winning at this level.
The Hawkeyes entered the Big Ten tournament as the number 12 seed, but they gave up only one goal in their four games, capturing the title. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.